Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. All across our country, even throughout this pandemic, land continues to be developed into shopping centers, housing subdivisions, and more. But are those plans changing as trends for shopping and living have changed and may become permanent? Gore Bolton is CEO of Land Intelligence, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Gore, welcome to the program.
Hi, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So Land Intelligence, we like to say, is a by developers for developers. We're a software development and software as a service company focused on people who buy land and turn it into new projects. We have data on every parcel of ground in the entire country, and we have a suite of investigative services that people can look at any piece of property and find out information of, you know, everything from wetlands to zoning to how much of something they can put on a piece of property for potential investment and construction purposes.
And how did you get into this? Were you already in the development industry?
I've been a land developer and a civil engineer for about 25 years now. Back in the day, we were using mainframes and we were using our own server rooms and all that. And as the cloud started coming on, the opportunity that I saw was being able to take a lot of things that were very localized and being able to scale those out on the internet. So we started writing software programs for a lot of the flowcharts and checklists and operations manuals in a company. So a couple years ago, I patented the future value calculation of each parcel of ground in the country. And so then that gave us access to be able to really kind of protect our positioning moving forward as really being the future cast of property instead of, you know, kind of what's there today. We can take a little bit more of a lens of what's going to be there tomorrow.
All right. And so let's go ahead and talk about tomorrow then. What are you seeing changing in land development after this pandemic?
Some of the kind of interesting things I've heard, you know, now people are thinking about, okay, how am I going to educate my children? And both husband and wife are going to, you know, work out of the house. So we've already started seeing housing designs change. We've already seen a couple communities change their zoning ordinances to allow different types of work at home situations that they didn't before. And we also see that the demand is shifting from more dense areas to less dense areas so that people can at least have, if they're quarantined, at least they have their backyard and the hammock, right? Those are, I'd say, the top things is the interior home design for everybody being there if they have to be, and then having some sort of green space and outside space.
Okay, and so what does this mean for your customers? Are they not looking at high population areas anymore like New York and California?
We've heard very clearly from all of them that, you know, if you're doing condo projects or if you're doing commercial office space projects right now, you're going to be in a very different world. They've done one of two things. They've either looked at product redesigns or they've started taking a look at other industries. Solar and wind, is there a demand in farmland? So many people don't realize that there are so many different things that can happen with a piece of real estate.
And so has there also been talk about redevelopment of existing structures that may become vacant, I guess, big companies that don't need all this office space anymore and these big retail Yep. shopping centers where mom and pop shops aren't just not going to open back up again?
Exactly. And so with the digital and the shipping economy we're in, industrial is going on wildfire right now. Data centers are going on wildfire right now. Those are increasing in demand. And what we see is more villages. So what we think is going to happen is you're going to get smaller of those services in more places closer to people's homes. That's a lot of what we've heard from a lot of the industry experts and the other market research folks. So time will tell. We've already started seeing the designs of, you know, less interior space at a McDonald's, for instance, more of the Sonic, right, drive-through, right? Who knew their model was perfect for COVID? And there's a big movement now, and ghost kitchens is kind of a cool thing that's out there right now with everybody ordering online, you know, to have their food delivered. You can basically just have a commercial kitchen in a warehouse. You don't need a storefront. You don't need a wait staff. You don't need a bartender. You don't need any of that stuff. And you can sell the food and deliver it. And you don't have to operate a storefront. I mean, think about it. If all of a sudden stopping at the dry cleaners, picking up dinner, those errands are either now delivered to you or they can be close by.
Well, Gore, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Gore Bolton is CEO of Land Intelligence, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.